Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Kyle Long on the Parkinson Spiegel Show here on The Score.
When a guy like Caleb Williams shows up, and I'm not a therapist, but I would say that there is a large contingency of fans, not necessarily just from Chicago, but sports fans in general, that tend to fetishize being the team that loses. It's something that they can rely on and attach to their personality. You know, oh, I'm a this fan, you know, woe is me, life sucks. Get ready to strip yourself of that, because the Chicago Bears are going to give you a unique opportunity to reinvent yourself.
When you watch Caleb, my analogy is Superman.
Hero play! Hero play! 4-6!
You see some of the most spectacular, awesome, electrifying plays I've ever seen any quarterback make at any level.
If you like explosive offense, it's there. If you like a quarterback that can get out of dodge and go lead block, check my Twitter, because that's what Caleb Williams did as well. He buckled his chin strap on the way there.
Not 32 teams can draft me.
Williams, plenty of time. Now he's running out.
Wow.
Now he sees green grass in the corner. Busted coverage. Touchdown.
There's only one of me.
Williams has plenty of time. Steps up. Watches downfield for Mims. Diving catch. Touchdown. Are you kidding me? What a play.
Well, I'm a friend of Caleb's. I feel like he's a young version of Patrick Mahomes.
Williams has time against a four-man rush. Backpedaling. Scanning. Now running out of time. Circling back. Joystick on the move again. Are you kidding me? Caleb Williams dancing, cutting, mesmerizing run by the quarterback.
I think Caleb is a generational talent.
Watch Williams. He may run this one. Here's Williams pumping, looking, taking his time all day to throw it.
Look at that silhouette. What does that look like? It looks like Air Jordan.
I mimic my game. It's like the Kobe MJ kind of thing.
Buys more time, side on throw.
You can't teach that.
Touchdown, USC.
No coach can teach him to do that.
The Bears, I don't compare myself to the other guys, you know, that's there or been there. I think I'm my own player. I like to create history and rewrite history.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
It's that guy, Williams.
Yeah, he's good.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
You know, I have a confession to make.
Go ahead, Danny Parkins. I'm right here for you.
I just want Tanny to do a new Caleb Williams Roma Dunze hype open every day between now and September. Is that feasible?
I think it. Well, Steve Stone has weighed in.
Okay.
And given you a no.
It just feels like we maybe should, like, all right, let's get to week one. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, there's so much good Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze Bears content out there right
it's
now.
It's really great.
It is an overwhelming treasure trove of riches. And everything, I mean, the video of the two of them when they're having their first moment after Caleb finds out that Rome is the pick and he goes and interrupts his media Zoom in that little booth, you know, with the black curtains, and he goes in there and they're like, let's get it, and like several varieties of let's get it. And then Caleb says, let's do it right. Let's have fun. hold each other accountable? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they do the little fake throw, fake catch thing.
Yeah.
It's like, how does your football joy not kick in to absurd levels on so many different fronts? Their friendship, their chemistry, the fact that they begin together, the fact that the draft fell that way. I can't get enough. It's Cubs Red Sox weekend, and I can't get enough.
And that says it all. And if anything else needed us to know how hyped it was. Like, this is such a big story.
Yes.
It's bigger than a regular season baseball series in May.
There are chicken fingers and pretzel bites across the
room. Are
we still
in April? Yeah, we're still in April.
Yeah, in April. But there are chicken fingers and pretzel bites. I'm not interested in them as much as I'm interested in Caleb Williams and Roman Dunsky.
All right, now I'm gobsmacked. That is downright remarkable. First, it's Cubs and Red Sox, and now it's pretzel bites? This is a big developing situation that we have on our hands here, people. The word, presence, confidence, self-assurance, these are going to be things that people are going to talk about with Caleb Williams. But it seems like the moment of the day, because you're going to hear our conversation with Caleb, our conversation with Roman Dunsky, if you missed it, and there were great moments in each of them, even though we just had them for 5, 6, 7 minutes, whatever it was, each. But the moment from the press conference seems to be Caleb Williams and how he talked about really not being scared of hype and pressure.
Y'all saw this situation that was going to be pressure packed as the number one pick coming to this franchise. A lot of people would kind of try to temper some of those expectations, not as an indictment on your ability, but just to kind of manage some of the pressure. You kind of went the other way, like eight Super Bowls, hit all these goals. What is it about you that doesn't want to duck any of the smoke that comes along with the expectations?
What's the reason duck? It's here. There's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, top five defense that we had last year. Special teams, all the new roles, whatever. We're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. Attack it. Head first. And go get it.
Oh hell yeah.
I mean,
it's so great, man. And I said it at the top of the show, and I know people are like, oh, your head's out of your skis. You were hyped on Mitch. You were hyped on Fields. Okay, fine.
I did say that.
Sure, but they didn't have this type of team around it. There was Super Bowl hype for 2019 coming off 2018 when they won 12 games and Mitch was a Pro Bowl alternate and we were thinking he was going to take the step in year three in the NFL, year two in the system. We were talking about it. Fell flat on the face, but we thought that. Caleb is a much better prospect than Trubisky was. This defense, not better than the 2018 defense. That team led the NFL in takeaways with 36, but a very, very talented defense, and this offense is worlds better than what that team was. Like, if you have a top 10 defense and a top 10 offense, and you say, well, there's no reason to suggest they're going to be a top 10 offense. If you have a top three wide receiver, if you have a top trio of wide receivers in the NFL, you're a top 10 offense. Like, that's how it works. If you have three guys who are great pass catchers, it's a passing league. The only teams that we would talk about, who we'd think about Miami. We'd think about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We'd think about Houston. You know what they all were? Top 10 offenses. So like, if we say Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze is the top or a top three wide receiver trio in the NFL, that means you think the Bears can be a top 10 offense. And if you're a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense, you know what that makes you? A Super Bowl contender.
Well, I sure as hell hope so.
That's just how it works.
Sometimes it comes up with you and I, and it will throughout the course of the football year, where you do get enamored with production. And I understand that with production does come winning, and oftentimes with winning does come production. But I'm really going to be interested in what it actually ends up happening in terms of wins and losses, even more so than the production, in terms of the goals. Because I love that Caleb believes and knows that the way to immortality is through winning.
Yeah.
And that this team is so loaded that it gets really exciting to think about. Look, 2,000-yard receivers and two accomplished veteran tight ends and a 1,000-yard rusher who could be used in the passing game. And now Roma, like, it's so exciting to think about the possibilities in 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. And those numbers might happen, but they might not. If they go 12-5 and those numbers don't happen because they're running the hell out of the ball and playing great defense, it's going to be obviously a massive success. And I know you know that. I'm not saying you don't, but it's like, I really am looking forward to them making decisions and him, even that guy, making decisions that serve, you know, competitive and complementary football to go get wins. Because I really do think he wants wins more than anything. I love that.
I do think he wants wins more than anything, but I also think the best way to win is to score touchdowns. And I think the best way to score touchdowns is to throw the ball. And I'm not saying they're not going to run the ball, and I'm not saying that they're not going to play conservative complementary football at times, but I don't anticipate there being some sort of leash on this kid.
No, I don't think so either. I think there's going to be a lot of trust. And look, his interception and touchdown numbers are freaking phenomenal.
Correct.
So it's not like, not as if he has shown you.
He's not a reckless thrower of the football.
No, he's not Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He's not Josh Allen in terms of, like, I'm going to go ahead and put this in harm's way because I'm just that arrogant. He seems to have a better filter than that, even, at least so far. So we'll see. I don't know that he's a kid that needs a leash. I think it might be a self-imposed, you know, a restraint as opposed to a leash from a coach.
So there were really interesting moments in both of our conversations here. So let's start with the number one pick. It's his debut appearance on The Score, and we had some fun welcoming Caleb Williams to the show.
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. How about that love from Bears fans, man, making your jersey the number one seller ever on Fanatics?
That's pretty badass, right?
It's not a bad welcome to Chicago, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's pretty sick. I mean, you got the legend of, I heard it like you said, is the most sell jersey. And so I know Caitlin Clark just you know, broke the record, I think, a week and a half ago. And so for the Bears to do that for me, you know, that's pretty sick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, you know, the guy you're talking to, Danny, and this is Matt, by the way, Caleb. Welcome to town. He decided to get a jump on it, and he bought a Caleb Williams 13 jersey. And we're wondering what you think he should do with that, because he was ridiculed at the time and actually still ridiculed now because it's 13 and that's not what you're going to wear. Any suggestions on what he should do with that?
Yeah, I went away from 13 because there's a 13-year vet here, Hall of Famer, named Keenan Allen. It was a quick and easy talk. I just asked him, what is he going to do? I didn't discuss or fight about it. You know, out of respect for like I said, 13-year vet. So that's how that went down. And I think you should find a way to knit or embroider a 3 backwards and an equal 18.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
See, I can't. But Keenan Allen, maybe he retires in a few years. You go back to it. I have a collector's item, or we're sticking with 18.
We're sticking with 18. You know, okay. once you see something, you go with it, you stick to it. I plan on, you know, unless I have a LeBron James career where I go from 23-6 between the numbers, I plan on being an 18.
Well, hey, man, I mean, you're talking about, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers chasing down Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowls. Maybe you will have a LeBron James-like career.
Yeah, maybe. That's the plan. That is the plan, to be a part of something like that, a culture and part of history like that.
Hey, Caleb, your favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, has owned the Bears for a while. Are you ready to return that favor on the Packers?
I'm excited to get out there and go against the Packers and the cheeseheads for sure, and get out there and win games.
You know, your the way that you talk about Aaron reminds us of the way that Kobe talked about Michael. And we don't even have to give last names, but is that fair to you that there is part of Aaron's game that you have taken and will take and then carve out your own niche with all of that input?
Yeah, I reach out to them, all the great players. I reach out to, you know, people like Aaron and Peyton and Tom, and you know, I ask, you know, what did they do? How did they do it? Because I'm chasing those type of people, the greats that play for a long time. How'd you do it? And so, some things that I get from watching them, but also hearing from them, you know, I try and imitate when I'm out there on the field or, you know, in the film room or, you know, my daily life and routines.
Hey, Caleb, there's a way that both you and Rome Odunze talk about holding each other accountable and having fun. And it feels very therapized and very evolved. And frankly, we're not used to some young athletes talking that way. Where did you learn to communicate the way that you do?
Yeah, I think for Rome and myself, I would say it came from first our parents and then the village that we were raised in. Then I'd also say just the coaches and things like that, coaches and mentors that have been around us in our lives. We both have came from, great coaches this past year. And obviously, to be in the position that we are, and have been, we've come from, a pretty good family, I'd say, the both of us. And so I think it starts with the family and then it takes over with the mentors and coaches that we've had.
Did you put it in Poles' ear? Did you have a say in them drafting Rome?
I don't know if I had a say, but I definitely threw a little bit of my intake and my advice in there. If it went a long way or not, I did it regardless.
I think it might have had something. All right, last thing, man. I love that story of what the goals that you have on the back of your phone and that you had number one pick for years. What football goals do you have now on your phone screensaver?
So now that one's crossed off, I actually have to change it. I haven't had time to change it yet, but it's going to be just the Super Bowls. You reach all your self goals. You reach all of those type of things when you win, and when you win the big games in February. So just reaching and striving for the to be in February as much as possible, and doing the little things that it takes to get there.
We heard you say you want that Bears number 18 to be retired. We wish you luck on it, Caleb. Sounds good to us.
Thank you so much.
Caleb, thanks so much for the time, man. We look forward to talking to you down the road.
Awesome. Thank you. Same here.
Thank you. That's Caleb Williams with us on the Parkins and Spiegel Show. And I believe now we have Rome Odunze back-to-back. Rome, thank you so much for joining us on The Score, man. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
So I know you said last night you'd never been on a private jet. What's the last 24 hours been like for you?
Man, it's been awesome. The past 24 hours, I mean, it's been a whirlwind of emotions and going from place to place. But, I'm happy my destination here has been in Chicago. And, the private jet life is fun. It's something hopefully I could, get used to. The plane, you could feel the speed of those things a little bit more than the commercial. So I got to put my feet up for sure.
Feel the power of it. That's outstanding. Rome, you've told people the first jersey you owned was a Brian Urlacher jersey. Devin Hester was your favorite player as a kid. How does that happen for a young man from Utah, sir?
I don't know, man. I mean, Utah, they don't have an NFL team. Las Vegas doesn't have an NFL team. So as a young kid, I had to go, find my own path and find my own team. So my auntie lived in Chicago going to Northwestern for medical school. And she, you know, we went out here for the Chicago air show, and she got me a Brian Urlacher jersey. So happened my favorite player ended up being Devin Hester. I was watching his highlights over and over. So, you know, I guess I was just drawn to it. You know, I've been wearing orange for a while now, ever since high school. So I don't know. There's a lot of coincidences. It's kind of crazy.
Does that mean you're going to lobby to return punts as a rookie?
Oh man, I'm here to do whatever I need to have success in this, you know, in this offense and put this team in success. So if that's return punts, then, you know, so be it.
We're talking to Roma Dunze here on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. When I was reading about you, man, and I was stumping for you to be a Bear for months, honestly. I love that when you got to Washington, you looked up the program receiving yards records so that you knew what you had to do in order to break them. Do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Ooh. Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many has he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
In the career, yes. Man, he played in the '50s and '60s.
Welcome
Rome.
To our world, Rome. Welcome.
Hey, man. Well, I'll go break that record and hopefully add a few thousand to that. So we'll go get after it. But you know, I think we got some offensive power to do some big things over here. So you know, 5,000 is the goal. Then let's get after it.
There we go. It might not happen right away. DJ Moore, pretty good. Keenan Allen, pretty good. So we'll see how many balls there are and how many targets for all you guys. What can you learn from DJ Moore, you think, as a wide receiver? Because we loved watching him last year.
I think I can learn a lot from him. You know, I can't even put, you know, a category or a box on all the things that I can learn from him, because I think it's kind of limitless, you know, how much I can, you know, sponge, take up. But, you know, I know he's a very explosive receiver. I love the way that he, you know, attacks the ball, and he's very aggressive in his yak mindset. So definitely going to be looking to him for some of those things. But he's an overall great receiver, so learning whatever I can.
Rome, 28 contested catches, according to Pro Football Focus, for you last year, and you caught 21 of them. And what is the key to winning on 50-50 balls and contested catches?
I think it's a mindset and body positioning. I think that's the two biggest things coming to that, just because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to believe that you can go snag the ball up out of the air regardless of, you know, where the defender at or what's the angle of the ball coming in. And, you know, putting your body in that position to have success, because every single contested catch situation is different. But, you know, you know you're going to be, you know, have a physical interaction with the defender, and you're going to have to put yourself in position to succeed. So I would say both of those things.
All right, so the goal is breaking Johnny Morris's record and then some. What other goals does Roma Dunze have for himself as he gets to become a Chicago Bear?
My individual goal is to get Rookie of the Year. That's my individual goal. I'm really, really striving towards that. Follow along one of the great receivers I know, and Garrett Wilson over there with the Jets, and do some of that. That's my biggest individual goal. But, you know, I want to make the playoffs. I want to be in contention for, you know, a conference and the division championship. So those things, if we're striding towards those goals, then I think the Rookie of the Year and the individual stuff will come with it.
You know, you're going to be competing with Caleb for that award.
That's right. Well, he's going to have to throw a good ball, and I'm going to have to, you know, run some good routes. So we'll be in competition for that. And it'll be good competition for us to have, I think. And hopefully I make him look good more than he makes me look good.
Well, just remember where you were on Parkinson Spiegel on the Score when you learned that 5,000 yards is the record for a Bears wide receiver as you chase it. Okay, Rome?
Yep, thank you very much. And no shame to that record. That's amazing things to do. So just looking to go, you know, make my own mark.
Absolutely. Rome, thank you so much for the time, man. We look forward to talking to you and to watching you down the road.
Yep, thank you. Talk to you soon.
That was Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. Coming up at 5:35, it's Cubs pregame before they begin their series in Boston. Immediately following the Cubs postgame show, Mark Grody and Hub Arkish will be live with day two draft coverage right here on The Score or the Odyssey app until midnight. And draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
You know, just two incredibly impressive young men drafted 1-9 by the Chicago Bears, who won 7 games last year and return a top 5 defense, at least in the last, 13 weeks of the year, and are now a team to be feared in what could be the best division in the NFL. Right? I mean, this...
That's why we're going to play the Are You Afraid of the Bears game.
Yeah.
With the Detroiters after this.
With Detroiters. And there was a guy in a Packers sweatshirt who helped us into our parking lot today. Much better job by you, Ryan Porth, in picking a parking lot.
Yeah.
And the real hero of that interaction was, of course, Shane Reardon, who chose not to kill the man that was annoying him at the parking lot. I thought that was a nice choice by Shane.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. It teetered
Teetered for a little while.
Yeah.
There was a touch of anger.
Deserved, I would say.
Certainly, but I appreciate the no murder policy he seems to have here in Detroit.
In a career?
In a career? Rome Odunze finding out it's $5,000 that he's got to beat for receiving yards. Darnell Mooney couldn't do it.
In a career?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, that makes me smile so much. This has been a lot of fun.
In a row?
Thank you so much to everyone at Odyssey Detroit 97.1 The Ticket. Terrific hosts out here. Thank you to Shotgun Ryan Porth, who's been doing an excellent job. I know Robbie Triano has been a help to Tanny back in the studio. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every day. Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze were our guests today. In addition to Matt Miller, pretty good guest list, I would say.
Matt Miller was awesome. And folks, tomorrow on the ESPN NFL draft coverage, Matt Miller is going to use Guagi to describe a wide receiver or a tight end who's got to go up and get it skills.
And we need you to be tweeting at NFL Draft Scout, so tweet him to remind him, to celebrate him, so that he can play these games with us in the future of sneaking things in on television. But tomorrow he is going to get Guagi on television. Shane Reardon, our excellent executive producer, fantastic work these last 2 days. Thank you, sir. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. Cubs baseball follows us. We are Parkins and Spiegel. Caleb's a Bear. So is Rome. This is The Score.
If that doesn't make your teeth chatter, I don't know what will. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.